When there's a fatal accident or a shooting, after the police and paramedics leave the scene, funeral home staff start their work. They often see the same kinds of trauma as first responders, but they don't have the same kinds of support within their industry. Michael Dixon decided to do something about that. He's an assistant director of the funeral home who started the Ottawa Funeral Peer Support Group. It is the first peer support group of its kind in Canada for professionals in the funeral industry. Michael Dixon is in studio with me now. Alongside him is Jason Swan, a funeral director who was one of the first people to join the group. Good morning to you both. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Michael, what made you decide that now was the time to start this kind of group?
Well, it was basically kind of the start of my own story. A few years ago, I was diagnosed with severe depression and PTSD, and I was quite open about it, and spoke to colleagues, friends in this industry that I've had for 26 years, and the support I got was amazing. But I noticed one thing was that they would say, you know, can I call you later, or can we talk in this little quiet room? And it was, hey, you know what? I'm kind of going through the same thing. And kind of dealing with the same thing, but it was never in the public. It was always private.
When you're talking about dealing with the same thing, of course, without getting too graphic, can you tell us a little bit what led to this?
To my own issue,
yeah,
or just
yeah.
Well, it, you know, it certainly didn't just kind of start for me with my job. It was childhood trauma that I experienced when I was younger, but the job didn't help. And I would go on these calls. I would deal with families who had lost a loved one, and I really kind of didn't talk to anybody about it. Really didn't feel comfortable, even though she's a terrific woman, my wife Tracy. I really didn't feel comfortable talking to her about it. So and just the constant, you know, the dreams and the feeling of kind of a black hole kind of set upon me.
Can you give us a sense of your job as a funeral director? You said that you go out on calls. I think that might actually surprise a lot of people, that maybe there's this perception that after someone dies, they are brought to you and that you're dealing with the makeup and all the rest of it. You're nodding, Jason, that maybe people don't really know what you actually have to do. What do you have to do?
Well, you're right. An awful lot of people are really surprised that I was actually speaking at an event on Saturday. And speaking to a gentleman, and he was shocked that, you know, we go to murder scenes, we go to car accidents, we were at the unfortunate OC Transpo crash. You know, we go to sudden death calls, and a lot of people think it's the paramedics or the police that do that, but it's us. So, you know, I make a comment that, you know, we arrive when the investigation is done to literally pick up the pieces of somebody's family member, and that can't help but affect you.
No kidding. Jason, did you know that going into the job?
No, I didn't. But, you know, it's a caring industry, and so that's more the reason why I got into it. And so it's part and parcel of the industry is going to scenes and then bringing that back to the funeral home. And, you know, even with paramedics and police, you know, you're at the scene and then you leave the scene. Well, the body goes back to the funeral home, and every time we walk into the prep room, there's the body again, and there's that potentially that traumatic that incident, which could help relive what you saw at the accident.
How many years have you been doing what you're doing?
So I'm actually newer to the industry. I think I started in 2014, and actually started with Mike, actually, of all things. So it's come full circle.
How has seeing those kind of traumas and some of those more gruesome scenes, what impact has that had on you?
Well, it has an effect. You know, there's a correlation between my mood and you know, what you've seen that day. And certainly you try to, you know, professionally distance yourself, but some cases you can't. And it's very, very hard to be able to do that.
Michael, is talking to other funeral directors, is it helping?
With my own recovery, yes. You know, as I mentioned, I do public speaking. I'm also a volunteer with the Royal, and going and talking about it and being upfront about it certainly helps me. And our goal is to help others by doing this.
You are, it's a peer support network, but, you know, none of you are trained counselors. Well, maybe some of you are, but you're also asking for some more support in terms of the mental health supports. Who are you asking that from, and what exactly do you want?
Well, you know, peer support is just that. It's peer support. It's support from your colleagues. And so we meet once a month. We actually met last night. And we also have a counseling service that we use when somebody needs more than what peer support can offer. We also provide people with numbers for the distress center, for credit counseling, for alcohol addiction, drug addiction, gambling addiction. So when you start something like this, you do have to have people kind of behind you, and definitely, you know, the Royal Ottawa has been an excellent advisor when we first started this.
Do you get the sense that some funeral directors, they try to numb what they have seen by drugs, by alcohol, that kind of thing?
I did it for many years by drinking. And, I'm quite open with the fact for about 14 years, I drank most every day. Now, with me is I only drank till I felt a buzz, so I could still function. Mm-hmm. And I would just kind of top up that buzz kind of all day. And I did that for 14 years.
To add to that, when you start in the industry, you have to do an internship, and you're kind of, you know, the lower of the rungs on the ladder. But what I found in my own experience is that those who hurt others, are they themselves hurting? And sometimes, you know, the intern would get, you know, all that that flack. But it was because the people who were giving it were also hurting. And it made me wonder, you know, am I alone in this? Or, you know, is my company alone in this? And how can we come together and help each other?
What was the meeting like last night, Jason?
It was actually a lot of fun, of all things. We shared like a lot of stories, and it's very cathartic sometimes when you're holding it in, and you have all these stories, and you know you sometimes you don't want to talk to, or maybe your coworkers aren't, they've seen the same thing. They're like, well, don't talk to me. I'm going through my own things, and then due to privacy laws, we can't talk to the public about it, or even our own families. So this is it's very cathartic to actually get it out. So. Certainly, you know, there can be tears, there can be sad times, but a lot of times it's just, okay, we need to get this out, and we're all sharing it. Oh my goodness, I had the same thing, or you know, something along those lines.
Yeah. You know, and it's definitely made us closer as people. You kind of, as Jason said, you kind of feel sometimes that you're out on an island. And what peer support does, and what I've noticed is that, this is my second family, and I love and care for these people, and I know, or I'm pretty sure, they feel the same about me. But it is definitely more so than I think in a lot of industries. I find a real closeness to these people.
It was great to meet and talk to you both. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
That was Michael Dixon, founder of the Ottawa Funeral Peer Support and a funeral director's assistant. And Jason Swan is a founding member of the group and a funeral home director.